Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show. This is your host, Stone Payton, and joining me in the studio this morning is a lot of folks. We got some folks a little bit later in the program from the Concourse Athletic Club, and we've got my good buddy and co-host, Lee Cantor. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Stone. How you doing?
I am doing well, man. We got a studio full. We're going to hear from the ladies at the Concourse Athletic Club here in a little while.
Because it's an exciting time for them.
Well, yes, yeah, they've been great partners for us. They host our mixers, but they hosted this BMA thing the other day.
That's right. They had a pretty good crowd.
Yeah, that
Met
was fun.
A lot of nice people.
Right, got a free beer out of the deal.
Everybody wins.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so our next mixer, is it scheduled yet?
We're working on it, probably the end of July, somewhere third week of July.
Okay.
If there's some available time.
That'll be fun stuff. So what'd you do over the weekend, man? I didn't see you all weekend.
I know. I went, saw Super 8, really good family movie, a mixture between Goonies and Jaws.
Uh-huh. I don't know this movie.
Oh, check it out. Family fun. And that was a highlight. And then I went to a wedding in Dahlonega on Friday at a winery.
Uh-huh.
That was pretty cool, too. That was the first time up there to the vineyards.
So did you tell them about our upcoming restaurant show? You didn't
no.
mention?
I didn't talk to anybody from the vineyard.
You don't have a
promotional mindset. I'm not a good networker like you.
Yeah, you need to be more like P.T. Barnum, man.
I got to work on that.
Or Stone P. Barnum.
Stone P. Barnum. And then you have big things coming up a couple weeks.
I got a week from today.
A week from today.
Monica Kaufman Pearson will have an opportunity to work with me.
That's right. She's excited. I saw she's been blogging like crazy about
that. Exactly. Yeah, we're emceeing the 101 Best and Brightest in Atlanta. We got our own table. I don't know what I'm supposed to wear. I don't have a suit that fits. I don't have a fat suit. I've got a tux.
Gotta lose some weight.
I gotta lose some weight between now and
better hurry.
And next
steam
week.
Room. Go to the Concourse steam room.
But we there you go. I'll have to talk to these ladies about that. I got the. We're confirmed. We're doing a remote broadcast there.
Oh, cool.
So that's going to be fun stuff. So we got a great show lined up today. As I mentioned, we're going to talk to the ladies at Concourse Athletic Club. But first up on the High Velocity Radio Show today, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce the CEO of Boundless Living, Inc., a personal development company based right here in Atlanta, Georgia. This gentleman is the creator and facilitator of the Wealth Beyond Reason program. You may recognize his voice when you hear it from the famed work, The Secret. Welcome to the show, Mr. Bob Doyle.
Thanks, Stone. It's good to be here.
We're delighted to have you, man. So you were on this video, The Secret, yeah?
Yes, I was. Kind of came. Well, how did it happen?
Yeah.
Well, I'd been teaching these. You know, the book and the film were both about this concept of the law of attraction, and I had been teaching that a few years. And when Rhonda Byrne, who wrote The Secret or conceptualized the whole thing, was trying to figure out, well, who am I going to talk to in this film? She went on the internet and was looking around, and she found the Wealth Beyond Reason program. And in a nutshell, that's how it happened. She just liked the way I communicated it. I can't come from a very mainstream, you know, way of talking about it. No New Age, no metaphysics. So if you saw the book, if you read the book or saw the film, you know, she had all sorts of different people in there. So I was just one of the mix, I think, a voice that she needed.
Mainstream. Well, I noticed you didn't have any tattoos. I don't see any earrings.
No.
You weren't the guy I was expecting, I gotta say.
Well, that's good. That's good. False right. Well, that's the whole thing, is that, you know, this whole conversation about creating your life by design and the law of attraction, it has gotten lumped into this New Age metaphysical conversation. And I'm not, there's nothing wrong with that, except that a lot of people who could benefit from understanding what it's really about, you know, won't even listen. Because, well, they just think it's all fantasy or whatever. So my goal has always been to say, look, there is science behind this. It's not as simple as you're hearing, but if you can understand, you know, the big picture, the energy, the quantum physics, all of this stuff, now it can make sense and you can start to allow, you know, this information in and start working with it. But if you just think it's hocus pocus, you know, you're not going to do anything with it. And I just think it's a waste.
So is there any part of it that requires you to do some work rather than just sitting back and letting things kind of be attracted to you?
Absolutely. One of the biggest misconceptions after the film was that it was all about just sitting there, closing your eyes and opening your eyes, and there's a bike, right?
Right. I'm still waiting for that.
Yeah. No, there's some action that needs to be taken, you know. So it's basically, you know, we are, if you want to look at the science of it, the energy, the universe and everything in it is made of energy. We're energy. That's today's science. You know, we know this. And so we're all connected, and our thoughts are energy, which basically means that, you know, when you have a thought, it has an impact. I mean, it goes out. It doesn't just stay in here. There's science behind this. We can measure thoughts. We can measure brainwave frequencies and all that stuff. So we know our thoughts have an impact. And so when we say, well, we want something or we visualize something, we're actually putting something out there. Okay. Now, there's this intelligence that put the universe together, which is far beyond anything any human's going to be able to figure out how it all came together. But it responds. There's an instant response to everything that occurs in the universe. An energetic event touches every other part of the universe all at the same time. Again, this is a sort of complex quantum physics stuff. But when you put something out there, the universe says, okay, well, this is what you want, and things start to show up in your life that you then need to take action on.
Right.
It's not about just waiting for things to appear out of thin air. You might have an idea of something to do. You might get an inkling to call somebody. You might have a chance conversation.
You might get to appear on the High Velocity Radio Show.
You That's might. Right. You might if you play your cards right.
Well, so this show was on your vision board?
Oh, yeah. Every day for the past, since I heard about it.
So how do you define the law of attraction when you're at a cocktail party, you're explaining it to your grandmother or Aunt Louise?
I try never to do that.
Right. What is the law of attraction? What do you tell them?
Well, see, that's the problem with how I do it is it's not sound bites, and it's not, because everybody wants this quick little, oh, I see, so I do this and this happens. And that's why I love, you know, I usually teach on the internet. I have as much time as I need to explain these concepts. But my definition of it, which is going to sound way out there without any prep, is that we attract into our experience those things that we're in vibrational resonance with. Now, I know that sounds very out there, but with enough conversation on the front end, the science and the energy and what do I mean by vibration, what do I mean by resonance, now it makes sense. And also, we're talking about what does it mean to human beings. Like, in the personal development area, what is law of attraction? It's about how are we going to create our lives by design. But the law of attraction is this, it permeates the whole universe and how energy comes together. It's a much bigger thing than how we get a car. You know, and again, when you can understand all that stuff, now it won't seem so mystical. And so that is so much of the work that I do is trying to get that point across, that it's not some magical genie in a lamp kind of thing. There's science. And when you can get that, then it becomes accessible.
And your platform is largely the internet, and you're able to teach these concepts over the internet. Talk to us a little bit about that whole process.
Yeah, well, the internet's great because it's this great, it's a multimedia experience, as you know. I mean, this show is possible, and so many radio shows and so many broadcasts are now possible. Anybody with a message and a microphone and a computer can get their message out there if they know how to, you know, market themselves and get in front of the right people. And so, you know, once I started to learn how to do that and network and, you know, find other people in my industry to create, you know, positive business relationships, you know, the network grows and so on. So once I created my first product, which was the Wealth Beyond Reason program, which was a very small version of what it is now. It's massive now. But back then it was just, you know, a few ebooks and some audio things that I'd done, a lecture and a meditation. I put it out there, I think back then, for like $20, shared it with the network that I had, set up, you know, an affiliate program so that people are inspired to share it. And so that's how it grew. You know, it's just basic internet marketing, you know, but I love the internet because it is so immediate in front of many people. It's a great networking tool. The ability, especially with video now, the effective communication, being able to see the person's face and the audio, it's all just my alley. I mean, I was a broadcaster, and so that's my world, you know, editing and creating and talking. So it was a perfect avenue for me.
So is there another side to this law of attraction? Because I'm inclined to believe 100% in this whole idea, even though I can't even spell metaphysics. Mm-hmm. And at least in the classical reading that I've done, to my way of thinking, these are things that Napoleon Hill and Carnegie and these guys talked about so many years ago. But beyond that, one of the reasons that I'm inclined to believe in all of this is I'm under the impression that there's the other side of this, too, that there are people that there's just this big cloud that follows them around, and largely because of the way they think. Is there some merit to that?
Totally. Because, look, you know, as I was saying, your thoughts and everything are energy. Well, your belief systems are very powerful energy, and you get your beliefs, you know, very early in your life as a child and from very reliable sources, you know, your parents and your teachers and people that you believe. You know, you just believe, you believe, you believe. You listen to what they say and you believe it. And you carry that around for your entire life. So if you grew up in a family where what you learned is that money is hard to come by and there's always debt and it doesn't matter if you like your job, you just have to go get a job, you know, to pay the bills. You believe that is how it is, and no one's going to be able to tell you different unless you really relax and open your mind and look out there and see. That was my case. You know, I tried all these different things, and I was always in debt, and I never, no matter how much the job was paying, right, I always had tremendous debt, and there was never enough. And it wasn't until I was able to, you know, learn about, again, the physics of beliefs and the energy behind it, and learn that, okay, and be honest, what are my beliefs really? I'm telling everybody I want to be successful. I'm telling everybody I want to have a great job, you know, that I love. And But what are my real beliefs? Well, my beliefs, I had to be honest, because I did grow up in a single family, single parent home where she was a teacher. She hated her job. We never had any money. My beliefs were all those things I just said, that it was too hard to come by. So I had to take on changing that, because I realized that a belief isn't a truth. It's just a belief. It's a thought you have consistently. You've had it for a long, long time. It's a truth to you, but it doesn't make it universally true. And I could look out in the world and see, well, for some people, money isn't hard to come by. For some people, debt isn't a constant. So it's clearly possible. So that allowed me to sort of play with different ways of thinking. Just being intentional with that made a huge difference.
Now, do you think that this this concept works better in affluent societies? Do you think it would work as well as in an impoverished, like, African village?
What makes it difficult is that in a place like that, and that's a terrific question, the principle is just as powerful everywhere, obviously. Energy isn't different over there than it is here, except that there's this massive, you know, you've got a community, a societal belief.
Right.
You know, and you don't have a lot of evidence about prosperity around you. So if somebody comes in and says, hey, you can have, the universe is unlimited, you can have, there's always enough for everyone, but you see absolutely no evidence of that, it's going to be hard for you to shift your beliefs in a way that you will be able to then attract the things that you need. And so that's, then we take that, whenever I say attract, it starts to sound a little woo-woo, but, you know, and I totally get that, because I was from the, I was a person who wanted to believe all this too, but reading the New Age books and visualization and meditation wasn't enough. I needed to know that I wasn't wasting my time and being played the fool by the whole personal development industry. So that's why I've committed and continue to commit so much of my attention to the science behind this, so that people, you know, can listen.
So talk to us a little bit about this new book. You've got a book coming out any day now, right?
Yes. It's kind of in response to what's happened as a result of The Secret coming out, and then people getting all excited about it and trying these really oversimplified techniques or listening to the really oversimplified explanations of it and then getting frustrated because it didn't work. And so they thought, well, you know, they almost got me. And so now they're not listening to the conversation anymore. And so the purpose of this book really is to say, number one, here's a more in-depth explanation of the law of attraction, the one that you really need to hear to get it, not just the like attracts like and what you think about more you get more of and all of that, because that's just, it's not going to work for a lot of people. And then we get into this whole thing about the limiting beliefs. We call it resistance, because energetically speaking, you are literally resisting what you're trying to attract. If you say you want $1 million, but you believe all rich people are evil, the energy that is having $1 million and the energy that rich people, you know, are evil are not going to come together. You're not going to be able, it's a physical impossibility. So you've got to get in there and change that energy. It's a program that's running, and the program is keep money away. So you have to learn to, you got to delete that program or change it or whatever, to speak in a computer way. So we talk about different and specific ways to deal with the belief systems. I mean, it's really, and then most important, you know, it's called follow your passion, find your power, is getting having a person reconnect with who they really are, what they truly love. I mean, so many people are in careers because they thought they should be there. You know, this right. was the track they were led down, and now they're 30-something years old, and they're miserable, they're depressed, they're stressed, they're not doing anything they love to do, they don't feel like they're contributing. That was me anyway, and I know that's true for a lot of people. And so there's no success in that. And even if you make a lot of money, you don't feel successful if you are miserable. And so, you know, I'm a real champion for creative self-expression, for a person saying, what is it that I truly want to do? Who do I want to be in the world? Now, a lot of people are disconnected from that completely because they got jaded as a child or whatever. They were exuberant and everything was cute and everybody was encouraging them. And then one day in class, they said, okay, shush, sit down. Not now. It's not appropriate. And then you get the conversations about, well, you know, you could, you know, I know you want to be a rock star or a baseball player, but, you know, the odds are 1 in a million. And the dreams just start getting crushed, you know, from all these people who are trying to protect you and all of that. So then your belief systems about what's possible for you get formed. And now you're an adult and you don't have a sense of passion anymore because it was taken out of you. So a lot of this book is about reconnecting with that and not making it such a big deal. People hear about this, well, I got to figure out what my passion is. Like, if they get it wrong, they're going to ruin their lives.
I got one shot.
It's really not like that. It's really not that big a deal. We all have a lot of things that we love to do. And I say that the more you do the things you love and the bigger game you play, the more opportunity you're going to have to affect other people's lives, the more value you're putting out in the world. And clearly, if you're putting out a lot of value, then you're going to get compensated for that, whether it's financially or some other way. So if you really want true abundance in your life, you got to play your game. You got to play it big and not somebody else's version of your game.
Now, do you find that there's a physical aspect to this as well, that if people work out or are in better shape, that that even augments this whole mental aspect?
Well, it only makes sense that if you feel better physically,
yeah,
then you're going to take more action, your head's going to be clearer, you know, you're going to have more energy to do the things, to dream big. If you don't, feel good, if you don't like your body or whatever, and you look in the mirror and you don't like yourself, there's this whole issue of deserving. You know, well, why should I have all these great things? Look at what I've done to myself, or look at how I feel. I mean, that's all real stuff too, this whole self-image. If you don't have a good self-image, if you don't feel good physically, it's hard to get into this really exciting, inspired place, you know, a vision. So taking care of yourself is clearly a major priority in making this thing, you know, and just a fun process. It's more fun if you feel good. Now, having said all that, a lot of illness, a lot of disease, a lot of these problems that people are dealing with are the result of their belief system, you know, there's so much illness that's due to, you know, emotion and stress and those types of things. It manifests itself physically. So again, if you can identify these areas of resistance, these limiting beliefs that you might have, you know, kids are traumatized by the slightest thing a parent might say, and it can create a whole, just as an example, an eating disorder. A parent might make a comment about how you look in an outfit or whatever, and the child makes it mean something, and they either stop eating completely or they, you know, become obese or whatever it is, and all because of the belief. Okay, so if you can learn some of these techniques like we talk about in the book and eliminate those beliefs, now you're free to be exactly who you are. You're free to be healthy. It's okay all of a sudden. I mean, there is a lot of psychology around all this, but it still comes down to energy and the energy patterns that are running in you. And so, you know, you can go through years of therapy to untangle all of this stuff. You know, well, what did she say and when did she say it? But there are more direct ways to do it. All you really have to know is how does this make me feel? If it feels bad, you can do some of these what we call release techniques on them. And suddenly you don't have that emotional charge anymore. The emotion is important because from a law of attraction point of view, your emotions are pretty much what determine what you're putting out there, okay, and thus what you can get back. You know, I think that one of the great gifts of being a human being is our emotions. The fact that we feel good, and we feel bad. Well, there's a reason for that. It's not just some random accidental thing that this creative intelligence put in there. You feel good? Good, I want to stay here. This feels good. You feel bad? I need to adjust, right? And so when you feel bad, but if you wallow in it like a lot of people do, oh, I'm just, you know, nothing ever works for me and that kind of thing, and you become that person, that's what you're putting out there all the time. And so you're going to attract everything you need to support that position, that you're a loser, that nothing works for you. And if you can change that, if you can get rid of all those belief systems about, you know, that you're not worth it or whatever, now you can attract things that will actually edify you and push you towards, you know, a direction that's much more positive.
So, Lee, do you deserve to be healthy,
wealthy,
and wise?
Why else would I be in this room?
So if someone wants to get started right now, what's a good first step? You know, they hear these words, or they get inspired by your book, or they run into Lee Cantor and say, man, I want to be like that guy.
Right.
How do they get started?
Well, actually, the first thing that is the most important is to be clear on what you truly want. You know, I talked about before how career-wise people go down this track. But a lot of people really think they want something. Like, they'll see The Secret, right? And they'll say, oh, I can attract anything. I want $1 million. You know, everybody defaults to that $1 million thinking it's going to change their life. But they haven't taken any time to decide, well, how is this $1 million who I am? How is this going to help me play a big game? Or is it just, I just got to pay these bills? Because it's a very different energy that you're carrying around when you think, you know, I need that $1 million to solve all my problems, as opposed to, this is who I'm going to go powerfully be in the world. You know, that's a totally different energy. One is based in the problems that you want solved, and the other is all the solutions that you're going to provide the world by being who you are and what you want. So, you know, you need to say, do I really want the house, you know, in the city, or did my parents want me to have the house in the city, or was that always a prestige thing for them? Is this my vision, or is it someone else's, to really assess that? You've got to find something that inspires you, you know, that just when you think about, wow, if this could be, forget about how, but if this could be, if this is my life, how great would that be? That's the very first step, because once you get into that feeling, then you've really, you know, you're always, this attraction process is always going on. You're always in conversation with the rest of you. You can't go off the grid, right? So So the more that you can, the more that you can sit inside of a vision that inspires you, the more things you're going to attract to support that vision. So that's the very first step. And then you can learn, you know, all the techniques and the various things. But knowing what you want is the first step. If you know the techniques for getting it and you just try it randomly on a bunch of stuff that means nothing to you, you're not going to get the results you want. It's because the resistance is going to be there. Maybe you haven't dealt with it. You don't even know if you really want this or not. It's, you know, you got to decide what you really want.
Got to figure out what you want. Do you know what you want, Lee?
I just want you to be happy, Stanley. It's all about you.
I think we all
make that happen. About giving to others.
So what's the best way for our listeners to get their hands on this book, learn more about your work, and maybe engage you to help them figure out what they want and then go get it?
Well, the book itself is available at followpassionfindpower.com. That's just the book, and that's nothing else, Bob Doyle, really. But for general Bob Doyleness, you can go to boundlessliving.com.
All right.
That's kind of a hub of all the various programs and things that we're up to.
Terrific. Well, speaker, author, entrepreneur Bob Doyle with his new book out, Follow Your Passion, Find Your Power. Thank you so much for joining us. A very inspiring conversation. Hope you'll come back and visit with us again sometime.
I'll tell you what
might be fun is coming back with someone who has studied your internet program or spent some time with you as a mentor and might be willing to share their experience. I think that'd be a fun. Would you be up for that?
I'm totally up for it, Nara. I know they're out here in Atlanta. So.
All right. Well, we'll find a way to make that happen. Hey, listen, can you hang out with us for a little bit while we visit with our next guest?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, next up on the High Velocity Radio Show are two beautiful ladies from the Concourse Athletic Club, Miss Cindy Mulligan and Suzanne Seipert. Am I saying that right?
That's right.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Welcome.
So, Concourse Athletic Club, just down the street from our Glen Lake studio. That's love the place. Lee's a member.
Yes.
Or at least you're a member of the Concourse Grill. I don't know.
I spent some time there. So, Suzanne, why don't you share a little bit about the Concourse and what makes it, you know, probably the premier athletic club in the city?
Well, we're about 80,000 square feet of fun and fitness. We have all kinds of sports. We have tennis, racquetball, we have squash, basketball. We also have two pools. They're an outdoor pool and an indoor pool. They're both saline. So we just switched over to saline pools.
That means salt.
That means salt.
I looked it up last night.
You did. You had to.
We have a full line of group exercise classes, spinning and Zumba and Turbo Kick and all kinds of classes. And we also have a spa, a restaurant, bar, and grill. And a cafe. We pretty much have it all in one little spot.
That's right. Now, you have camps going on too. That's one
yes.
of the things. You got kids camps, teen camps. You got all kinds of activities happening in the summer. I know in the winter though, you guys, do you have the only heated indoor pool in the city?
I think we have the
only heated
outdoor pool.
Pool.
Yes. Right. Only heated outdoor pool and the only heated outdoor pool that is saline now. So.
Wow.
The saline is a real theme. I
know. What is it? What's
the deal with the salt?
What it does is it just helps you when you're swimming a lot. When you're a lap swimmer, you don't have to worry about the chlorine eating your bathing suit, your hair, your skin, you know. So it makes it much nicer.
So how did you get into this racket? Have you always been in charge of fitness type stuff? How'd you get in this kind of thing?
Graduated college, went straight into it. And I had actually a public relations degree, so... didn't really fit quite in with that, but it worked out. So, yeah. And I opened this club actually June 5th in 1989.
Wow.
So. Right. And isn't something coming up this week?
Yes. We have our huge anniversary party out by the pool. It's going to be Thursday, 6:30 to 8:30. Y'all have to come and join us.
Welcome. And then what anniversary is it?
22nd.
22 years.
Wow.
Yes.
I'll come if Lee keeps his shirt on.
There's laws that say I have to.
So you heard our first guest
yes.
talk about the connection between the mental and the physical. Is that consistent with your experience as well? I know you guys sort of focus probably on the physical, but is there a mental aspect to being physically fit in your experience?
Oh, there's no question. I think that you have to have some type of determination and will to join the club and actually follow through with what your goals are when you join the club. And so you have to have that vision, you know, you have to feel that and see that. And I think the best part about joining a club is that you see that all around you. And so he talked about the belief system and how you actually see people that have transformed their lives and you believe that that can happen. So I do believe that it goes together.
Have you seen any like amazing success stories since you, in the years you've been there? Like somebody that came in that was maybe really out of shape or maybe even ill and then has kind of turned their life around?
There are so many, I'll be honest with you, that I can't tell you. We've had people that are either overweight or have battled cancer or just so many different, circumstances that I've seen so many wonderful, wonderful transformations.
So really. What advice, if any, do you have to the folks? And I'll raise my hand. I'm one of them. I've paid the bill and I encourage my kids to go, and so we have the family membership and all that. But sometimes it falls off and you don't go this week and you don't go. And all of a sudden it's 6-8 weeks and you haven't been to the gym. How do you sustain it? What advice, if any, do you have to offer on that front?
I think the best advice on that is to have a plan. If you have a plan and you execute that plan, you're fine. I think personal trainers, that's a lot of what they do, is they just have a plan for people. And then that person has to meet with that person, so it motivates them to get there. But even if you don't want to do personal training, I think having a plan and executing that plan and trying to make it a habit. A friend of mine says, it's the same thing as brushing your teeth. You wouldn't go out of the house without brushing your teeth. You shouldn't skip a day of fitness. So it's the same type of thing there.
Are you doing anything yourself to keep it fresh? Like, or do you get into a routine? Like, what do you do to kind of mix it up so you don't kind of drop off? I know you're forced to be there every day, so that probably helps.
Actually, it's harder. Harder to work out when you work there. I actually do mix it up quite a bit. I jog and I take turbo kick classes. I also swim. I'm constantly doing different things in the club.
Yeah, I know that for me, the wide variety of cardio equipment you have makes it so, like, literally I would work out just a few minutes on one piece of equipment and then move to another piece so that, you're not, how you get into that zone where you get kind of bored. You don't get bored because you're just moving around to different equipment.
Yeah, cardio circuit.
It's the most gorgeous facility I've ever seen in my life. I mean, it is just a beautiful facility. I love the fact that you've got the grill because you can go work out and you can go have a healthy meal. It's just absolutely beautiful.
Right. And I've seen, I don't know if this is a regular thing, but sometimes it looks like a bunch of cheerleaders are out there working out. Does that happen?
Sold. Where do I sign up?
Sometimes like dance teams are there. What is that about?
The Atlanta Dream cheerleader team.
I don't know. That's
their rehearsal.
I wasn't hallucinating.
Well, we had that lady, the owner of the Atlanta Dream, was at the Buckhead
Kathy
Studio.
Betty, right.
Was just last week.
Oh,
right.
Great.
I even copped a couple of free tickets to take my girls. That was cool. So what's your favorite part about the job, and what do you find a little bit challenging, if not downright frustrating sometimes?
Well, my favorite thing, obviously, is watching people change their lives and improve their lives. I mean, there's no question that's the reason I have continued to stay in the business for so many years. So that's my favorite thing. And I think just the challenging part is, that everybody has a different way of looking at things. So when you make decisions about things at the club, you belong to the club, so you feel like you have a right to express that. And I like that, but it's challenging then to decide what's best for everyone. So
so what's best for everyone? What, you have final say? Is really what's best for Suzanne? Is that what it is?
So walk us through the facility a little bit. If you would give us a radio tour of the amenities, if you would.
Okay, so we do have a full line of pro shop. We have all kinds of things in the pro shop where if you forget your socks or your batteries or that kind of thing, it's there for you. We also have a hair salon. It's a full service hair salon. We have a kids club, so you can drop off the kids and they can have a really great time. We do storytelling and music, and we do yoga and those kinds of things for the children. And as I said before, we do have tennis courts. They're all clay courts. There's 7 of those, and they're all outdoors. And then, of course, the grill and the bar that we've talked about several times here. And
they do have Sweetwater 420 there, I could tell.
We have 5 squash courts, 4 racquetball courts, a Pilates studio, a spinning studio, yoga studio, and a group exercise studio, and a full gym, so a full basketball court. And then all the cardio equipment.
Right. How many pieces of cardio?
It's got to be.
Right, they're all over the place.
It's so like 3 or 4 levels. Everywhere you look, there's a thingy, right?
And you have an indoor track.
And we have an indoor track. It's a 1/12 of a mile, so it's pretty big, you know, for an indoor track. So it makes it nice this time of year.
My 13-year-old this morning, before I dropped her off at her buddy's house, she told me how bored she was. I'd love to just drive her up to the concourse, her out the door, and tell me, how can you get bored with all that stuff going, right?
You can't be bored there.
No.
And then most of the cardio has the TVs just plugged right into the machines, right?
Pretty much all of it has TVs and iPod connectors. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you're no excuses.
So
no,
you could go do a really serious workout, or you could go do like a fake workout if you want to just like hang out in the red area, you know, walk around a track,
watch
a little TV.
Right.
That's right.
And then you have Wi-Fi too, so you can even bring your work in there if you want.
That's right. Makes it nice. Convenient.
Yeah. No excuses in that club.
No excuses there.
I'm telling you.
All right, so you've got this big anniversary thing coming up. Tell us about the events coming up. Make sure that our listeners know about this.
Okay, so Thursday night, 6:30, everyone come and join us.
And that's open to the public, or is that members only?
It's members and guests.
Members and guests. So you got to find a member.
I know one.
We will have a full line of heavy hors d'oeuvres and beer and wine. We'll also have live music that night, so... please come and join us.
Do you do live music? Is that that's an occasional thing, or is that
Lee plays the spoons? You know.
Oh,
no, yeah, my kid. Trevor's the musician. We got to hook Trevor up.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We do live music here and there, not all the time.
Right,
so,
that's kind of a special treat.
Yes, it is.
And we've done remotes there. We did a live show.
Do a remote there. We're doing a lot more remotes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get out of the office. Mm-hmm. That's how we get our workout.
Exactly,
right?
Lugging that equipment around.
Yeah.
And so you got the anniversary coming up. Anything else happening this summer?
Pretty much summer camps going on. What else is going on, Cindy?
I know the teen fitness. Is that a new thing?
We have a new teen fitness camp. Uh-huh. That's
and
going
you've done the triathlon training for the kids before. Are you guys doing that again?
We do triathlon training for kids all year round.
Uh-huh.
And then the teen camp all year round. What else is going on here? Oh, the Crohn's and colitis benefit, that comes up in July 28th.
And what is that? That's a...
It's a benefit.
A mixer kind of thing?
It's a mixer. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you've done fun runs out of there, and I know you guys are involved in that around the city.
We do. We do them occasionally. We're also now at the Sandy Springs Farmers Market, so every...
Oh, you are?
Every Saturday, we'll be doing
what
workouts.
What do you do there? Oh, a little warm-up or something?
Yep, little workouts at 10 o'clock, so you have to come join us there.
I go there pretty...
You're on the farmer market circuit.
I'm on that tour, yeah. A couple times a month I go there.
We had the firemen join us this past time. They were doing Zumba out there with everyone.
Did you get video of that? That's good.
Oh, yes.
That's good.
Oh, yes.
I see a couple of calendars. You got the firemen. You got the cheerleaders. I'm always thinking promotion, right?
I like that.
Well, fun stuff. Let's make sure that our listeners know where you're located. And let's mention those dates and times again so to make sure they... nowhere to be when.
Okay, we are at 8 Concourse Parkway next to the King and Queen Building at 400 and 285. Our phone number there is 770-698-2000. If you want to come and join us for the party this Thursday night at 6:30, you can just call that number and ask for Cindy, and we can RSVP you.
Terrific. Lee, I'm feeling healthier, wealthier, and wiser already. What a great show, man.
It's covered all the bases.
That's
here.
That's right.
Today.
We got the mental acuity and the financial security at the top end of the show. And on the back end,
have to do anything the rest of the day. I think we're good.
We're all set. Well, until next time, this is Stone Payton, Lee Cantor. Our guest this morning, speaker, author, entrepreneur, and Mr. Secret, Bob Doyle. Suzanne Seipert with Concourse Athletic Club, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you in the fast lane.